Ko moia wa tamanui France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Former Manamotuhake and Alliance leader Sandra Lee Vurko says the drawn-out coalition talks point to a fundamental lack of trust between the three right-wing parties. She says the process of going through the proposed agreements line by line to match up policies points to New Zealand First leader Winston Peters' legalistic approach, and it hasn't resulted in stable coalitions the other times he has used it. The approach taken by the Helen Clark Labor government and the alliance resulted in a simple one- or two-page document, which allowed the parties to agree to disagree.
The trouble with the line-by-line approach is, one, it sort of suggests that the parties can all reach a policy agreement, and they can't under MMP, because if they could, there wouldn't be a need for three parties. They could simply all be in one party, and they're not.
Sandra Lee Vurko says Winston Peters worked extremely well with Jacinda Ardern, but it's a different dynamic to the three men negotiating the coalition agreement. Also, ACT leader David Seymour is pushing hard to be named Deputy Prime Minister. With cabinet positions the last major issue after 19 days of coalition negotiations, the question of who will step in when Christopher Luxon is out of the country is heating up. Mr. Seymour argues that as ACT has more seats than New Zealand First, he should get the prestigious position. New Zealand First Winston Peters has held the role in both National and Labour-led coalitions, but this time it's likely it will go to National's Deputy Leader Nicola Willis. On other news, North Island Whānau Order Commissioning Agency Chair Merepeka Raukawa Tate says this week's wānanga for 250 northern region providers was a timely opportunity to prepare for the incoming government. The programme is likely to face scepticism from some of the parties in the coalition, but Ms. Raukawa Tate says the data the organisation gets from its Whānau Tahi Information Management System can be used to make a strong case to continue and extend it.
We certainly don't see Whānau Order as a cost to the government. We actually see it as an investment in our whānau. And if you don't invest in the whānau, believe me, it can be so much more costly further down the track.
Further down the track. She's about 2 seconds away from sounding like that. Further down the track. I love it. The wānanga at Te Kōhao Health in Kirikiriroa ends today. And lastly, Taranaki Iwi are preparing for a festival of whanaungatanga and kotahitanga at this weekend's Taranaki Tūmai, hosted by Ngāti Tama in Waitara. Te Kāhui o Taranaki Iwi Chief Executive Wharehoka Wano says it has grown since the first festival in 2009.
Iwi bring their passion and their colour and their flavour, and it's about standing proudly as uri of Taranaki. And the sports can be, very competitive, but we, it's really about that connection we bring through whanaungatanga and kotahitanga, and then displaying our taranakitanga.
And that's your Wātea English News.